الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's gathered us on this blessed day of Yawmul Jum'ah, who's allowed us to pass Ramadan, and who's allowed us to have the entire Ramadan, and now we're here today seeking His pleasure and blessings from Him. May Allah accept it from us. Ramadan has come and gone away. Ramadan has come in our lives and it's gone from us. This guest has come and it's gone from us. What are the lessons that we have learned? Did we make the changes that we set out to make before Ramadan? Did we do that muhasabah of our souls that we promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ourselves that we were going to do? Did we do the good deeds that we hoped to do? Or did we just let it pass day after day, and now here we are in the month thereafter? There's a common misconception amongst many people, and that is that now that Ramadan is over, they're lost, and they think that the season of doing good deeds is now finished. The night of power is finished. The month of doing good deeds is all over. So now I'm just going to go back to my old routine. If I get a chance to do a good deed, I'll do it. Otherwise, I'll just carry on. This is an incorrect understanding. Your gates and the season of good deeds are open up until two things occur. Number one, the angel of death comes and he pulls the soul out and it reaches your throat. Up until that point, the season, the gates are open for doing the good deeds. Or that the day, the last day is established. Either one of them. Up until that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened it for all of us to seek the opportunity to do good. So we shouldn't have this mindset that Ramadan has come and gone and now I'm going to wait for next Ramadan. No. The Salaf, may Allah be pleased with them, and it's authentically reported concerning them in a marfu form from some certain companions, that they would prepare 6 months in advance for the coming of Ramadan. And after Ramadan had passed away, they would spend the following 6 months, the following half a year, in that fear as to whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted from them the ibadah which they done in Ramadan. And they continued to do their good deeds. They continued because they were in this state of fear. Al-Iman bayn al-khawf wa raja'a. Their faith was in between that hope and that fear. That fear that maybe Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted nothing from them. But that hope that even if Allah did, they still need to do more. And they continued to do more. They didn't reserve their tawbah just for 5 nights in Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says the people are of two types in his Madarij al-Salikin. The ones who don't make tawbah are those who are the losers. So there are those who are the repentant ones, the ta'ibun, those who make tawbah. And there are those who don't, and they're the losers. Ramadan went, and is that tawbah just reserved for 5 days? Or is it beyond that? Are we still making istighfar and tawbah? Or did we just reserve it for Ramadan? If we are from amongst them people who just used to make istighfar and tawbah in Ramadan, got up in the middle of the night in Ramadan, cry before Allah only in Ramadan, then know that your iman is not just reserved for Ramadan. Your iman should be with you as your companion up until that angel of death comes and takes that soul from you and me. Keep your iman as your companion. Keep your tawbah and your istighfar going. This is a very important message. Our ulama speak about this. The recitation of the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, were these verses and pondering over the Quran just for Ramadan or outside of Ramadan also? This is why the Quran was revealed also in stages. To keep your iman on a high, to keep you contemplating on the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the verses in the Quran. Now that Ramadan is over, are we going to get the Quran and just put it back on the shelf and not look at the Quran again? Are we going to be from amongst those people who in Ramadan we make the Quran our companion, and outside of Ramadan we abandon the Quran, we leave the Quran? وَنَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, I'll restrict the life, I'll corner the life of that person who turns his back on my dhikr, on the Quran and Sunnah. Don't turn your back on the Quran and the Sunnah. You have done that in Ramadan, you went towards Allah, continue to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you turn your back on the Quran outside of Ramadan, you may be from amongst those people who are truly lost in this dunya and the akhirah. We may be from amongst those people who are truly lost in the dunya and the akhirah. Don't reserve the reading of the Quran, the contemplating of the Quran just in Ramadan. Look beyond that. Giving of sadaqah is another thing. In Ramadan, everybody does it. And rightly so. But what about outside of Ramadan? Should a sadaqah not count for anything outside of Ramadan? Should we not continue to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Were the salaf just doing their good deeds of sadaqah, so on and so forth, only in Ramadan? No. They kept that momentum going. And they were always in a state of fear that what is their end going to be upon? When that angel of death comes, kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, and he will certainly come. What is their end going to be upon? So they wanted their end to be upon a good deed. They wanted their end to be upon sadaqah and tawheed and Quran and sunnah and iman. They didn't just reserve it for Ramadan. They strove even harder outside of Ramadan. As the Salaf used to say, in Ramadan the shayateen are chained off. Out of Ramadan we strive even harder because the shayateen are open. And it's more easier for us to fall into sin and mistake and to follow our desires and to do haram and to go towards the muharramat. So the Salaf would make an even greater effort outside of Ramadan in doing the good and staying away from the evil. So recitation of the Quran wasn't just reserved for Ramadan. Understand, the Quran wasn't just reserved for Ramadan. We have certain brothers and sisters that may have completed the Quran 5 times, 4 times, 10 times in Ramadan. How many times have you completed it in the remaining 11 months? Not even once. Is Allah pleased with this? Is Allah pleased that you only remember Him on a certain day and that's it? يَسْأَلْهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. You are in need of Allah day and night, every day of the year, every second of the year. So you need to be calling upon Him, you need to be remembering Him, you need to be worshipping Him, you need to be pleasing Him, not only in Ramadan but beyond Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan, there's no doubt about that. But there are certain deeds that you and I can do outside of Ramadan that can count for a great multitude and vastness of good deeds and reward. But are we going to take that step and do them things? And the things are very easy. For example, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said an authentic hadith. The hadith is in Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah, and it's narrated from various companions. Man salla salat al-isha fil jama'ah, whoever prays the Isha salah in jama'ah, wa salla arba'a raka'atin, and then after his Isha salah, he prays 4 units, 4 nawafil, with 1 salamati in it, كان كالعبر ليلة القدر. It's as if he paid him 4 rak'ahs on the night of Laylat al-Qadr. Just 4 rak'ahs. After Isha. If you're going to pray Isha, then why not pray them 4 rak'ahs? It's as if you prayed them 4 rak'ahs on the night of Laylat al-Qadr. Laylat al-Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Better than 1,000 months. Well, this is outside of Ramadan. And in Ramadan. Pray your Isha, pray 4 rak'ahs. Easy. With one salam at the end. Very easy. Then 4 units, Allah Azza wa Jal will hopefully write for us as if we prayed them on the night of Laylat al-Qadr. We have to pay attention to these things. Now that Ramadan is over, look beyond that. Look to the future. Look at what our end is going to be upon. Allah didn't take our soul in Ramadan. Maybe He's going to take it 2 days after Ramadan. Maybe He wants us. Maybe He wants us in the position of being of those who are making the Nawafil fast of Shawwal after Ramadan. And then He wants to take our soul. Maybe He wants to see, are we going to continue with our good deeds and then take our soul. So let's not be comfortable. So easy to get a reward of the Laylat al-Qadr. 4 rak'ahs after Isha. Similarly, today is the day of Jum'ah. The hadith is in Sunan Tirmidhi from Aws bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala. And the hadith is authentically reported that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man iktasala yawm al-Jum'ah wa ghassala." The one who comes to Jum'ah, has a bath, and allows the people of his house, the wife, to take a bath, has a bath, and he comes to Jum'ah, and he walks it. وَبَكَّرَ وَبْتَكَرَ He comes early. وَدَنَا He arrives early. He comes to the masjid. وَأَنْسَتَ وَاسْتَمَعَ He comes and he sits close to the khatib. And he stays silent. Engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that maybe all of us do. He's now in the masjid, waiting for the Jum'ah to start. What's the reward? For him the reward is that for every step that he took, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ajrin, that his ajr is sanatin siyamuha wa qiyamuha. For every single step that he took to the masjid to come to that Jum'ah, for every step is a reward of the fasting of one whole year and praying of one whole year. Just that action. He had a shower, a bath. He came to the masjid. He stayed silent. He came early. He was engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasn't engaged in idle talk. The fasting of one whole year for every step. And the reward of standing in prayer for one whole year with every step. So if you took more than 80 steps for example, or more than 1,000 steps for example, how much reward is that? Don't think that the reward is reserved to only Ramadan. Look beyond that. Look beyond that. And there's one thing that I want to say in particular about this issue. Many of us in the Salah in Ramadan, in Qiyamul Layl, we engage in very lengthy dua. And some of us make dua which is extremely lengthy. I remember praying behind one brother in Birmingham, and his Qiyam was about 10 minutes long and his dua was 40 minutes long. Where's your dua now? Do we just call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan and not out of Ramadan? Where are we making dua now? Are we turning our back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of Ramadan? Or are we in that state of fear like the Salaf were? Has Allah Azza wa Jal even accepted what I've done in Ramadan? Maybe now I should do even more because I fell short in Ramadan. Maybe I couldn't do Qiyamul Layl in the masjid. Maybe I couldn't give sadaqah. Maybe I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. So let me now try to do even more things outside of Ramadan. Don't get comfortable with what you may have done in Ramadan. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting amongst his companions. And he said, nobody will enter Jannah except for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning nobody will enter Jannah just based on their deeds. Even you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, even I will not enter Jannah unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy. So why are we not seeking the mercy of Allah out of Ramadan like we were seeking His mercy inside Ramadan? These are things that we have to continue to check ourselves on. And the one thing that we truly forget, in my opinion, is this concept of tawbah. In Ramadan we make our tawbah and we try to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as Ramadan finishes, it's like the switch off button, everything gets switched off. The concept of tawbah doesn't feature in our life anymore. It's as if we've stopped committing sins outside of Ramadan. I believe outside of Ramadan we're committing more sins. In Ramadan you're secured even more. Outside of Ramadan you're committing even more sins. Even more of a need to make tawbah. وَمَنْ يَعْتَسِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. The one who chose the path of surrounding himself with good people and goodness and tawbah and istighfar and righteous company, then he is the one upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. He is the one upon the right path. You need to be seeking the right Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, not only in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan also. Because you never know when one whisper of shaitan will take you off the straight path and take you to a path which is crooked. You never know where one whispering of shaitan will make you slip up outside of Ramadan. Don't be comfortable that I'm on the straight path, I pray 5 times a day and that's enough. No. Look beyond that. And I say, what is our end going to be upon? What is our end going to be upon? Is it going to be us being lazy? Us not doing the deeds that we have the ability to do? Us not seeking the opportunity to do good? Or is it going to be us rushing towards goodness? And even if we don't get to that goodness, Allah will reward us, I believe. You have the intention to do good, you have the intention to make hajj. You don't reach it, Allah will reward you, bismillah. You have the intention to give sadaqah. A big bill has come and you have to pay British Gas off. Allah will reward you, inshallah, for that sadaqah. You had the intention to help somebody out. You became ill, you couldn't do it. Allah will reward you for that. Allah will reward you for that. And we are dirty from inside. We are dirty from inside. We constantly need to be cleansed. And this is more so outside of Ramadan. And some of the hearts have become rusty. And some of the hearts have got a lock on them. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And some of them have become rusty and locked. And Ramadan opened that heart. But believe you me, if after Ramadan you don't keep that momentum going, maybe Allah Azza wa Jal will get that heart to be closed again. And it becomes rusty again. And if you die in a state where your heart is rusty, where your heart is closed, where your heart has become hard, then the end is maybe not a good one. The end is maybe a bad end. May Allah save us from that. Always look at what my end is going to be upon. And always seek the opportunity to do good up until that end. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Rasul, our leader, our role model, was like this. Yet he is the best of mankind. He would seek and ask Allah azza wa jal always for an opportunity to do khayr, to do good. Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat. Oh Allah, I ask you to give me the opportunity to do good and to stay away from that which is bad. What a beautiful dua. What a beautiful dua. Even on his deathbed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fi rafiq al-a'la. Oh Allah, allow me to be with the best of the people. He still wants good company even after death. He's seeking and he's aspiring for even further greatness. He's aspiring. He wants to get to that place. Not comfortable. When you read the ahadith and in Ramadan, I'm sure you heard it, that the Rasul would make tawbah more than 70 times a day. What does that actually mean? What does that actually mean? That he sat down and he counted 70 times, I'm making tawbah. It doesn't mean that. There's a meaning beyond that. It means that the night and day, the living, the eating, the drinking, the sitting, the majalis, all of these things of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was centered around closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is upon guidance, he gave us guidance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a means of guidance for us. Yet he would ask Allah Azza wa Jal for guidance all the time. Ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit kalbi ala deenik, oath to your following. La ta'atik. O turner of the hearts. O the one who controls the hearts of the believers. O the one between whose fingers is the heart of the believers. Turn my heart, the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards your guidance, towards the straight path. This is Rasulullah asking for this. Who are we? In Ramadan, after Ramadan, look at Sayyid Bukhari. A constant dua that he would make. Allah, turn my heart towards your guidance. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Why? Why would he not ask Allah for this? Because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that takes a person to guidance. Or makes him slip and then that person goes towards misguidance. All of this is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah knows you're the one who's seeking to do good, do you think even though you have the pure intention to do good, Allah Azza wa Jalla won't allow you to do that? No. Our Lord wa anna Allah laysa bi dhallamin lil 'abid. Our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not an oppressor. Even though He knows, inna Allah alimun bi dhati sudur. Before you even think it, He knows it. That you genuinely want to do good, do you think He's not going to allow you to do that? And instead take you to the haram? Allah doesn't like throwing the people in the fire of hell. He doesn't like throwing the people in the fire of hell. And He gives the people every opportunity to distance themselves from the fire of hell. So why should we not take the opportunity outside of Ramadan? You parents in this audience who have children, just an illustration of the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and how great Allah's mercy is for all of us. On the day of judgment, when the Hisab and Kitab has been done, Shaykh al-Bani authenticated his hadith, as well as other Mashaykh al-Muhaddithun, he said that the person will be destined to the fire, the father will be going towards the fire. And the child will come. And he'll say, O our Lord, let my father be with me in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say to the angel, did his father sacrifice a goat for him when he was born? Did he do the akikah for him? Yes, he did. Based on this action, take him to Jannah also. Small action. Small action. When the children are born, to do the akikah. Take him to Jannah. Another child will come, person will come. So-and-so's father, so-and-so's brother is going to the fire of hell. O slave of mine, what does this person have? With the hafiz of the Quran. Tell him to take 10 people up, 10 people to Jannah. Hafiz of the Quran, tell him to take 10 people to Jannah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we sit outside of Ramadan with our friends and our families, let's try to make our sitting, our majalis, as fruitful as they were inside of Ramadan. Let's not just talk about football. Let's talk about things beyond that. The Sahaba was sitting outside the house of Rasulullah one day. The hadith is in Tirmidhi, and Nasa'i, and Sahih Muslim. He came outside of his house, he said, Ma ajlasakum. Why are you sitting outside of the house like this one? They said, Nahmadullah, we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadana al-Islam, because He guided us to Islam and to His religion. Wa manna alayka bika. And we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're thanking Him that He sent you, Muhammad, amongst us. Allahu Akbar. And we're praising Allah that He sent you, Muhammad, amongst us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah said, do you swear by Allah, this is why you're sitting? And know the reason? Yes, we swear by Allah's name. He said, know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels around him, and he sees what you do in this dunya, and he's talking about you with them angels up there. Small action. Outside of Ramadan, sitting in a small circle of dhikr, of Quran and Sunnah, remembering Allah, remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't think like we think, Ramadan is over, let's wait for next Ramadan. No. They look beyond that. They wanted the end to be upon a good thing. And who are these angels around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just to put it into perspective, the smallest angel, the scholars have written with authentic narrations, is one of the angels that when you stand for salah, an angel stands behind you the size of a mountain, and that's the smallest of angels. The angels which carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْأَشْ, those who carry the throne, can you imagine? Can you even think about the esteem and the status? Those who carry the throne of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ahadith mentioned the size of them angels. And one narration mentions that from the ear of the angel to the shoulder is a gap of 600 years. And another narration says, if a bird flew continuously for 600 years, that's how big the angel is between the ear and the shoulder. There are angels who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what does the Quran say about them? And this is an encouragement for all of us to continue with our tawbah, continue with our istighfar, continue with the good that we may have done. The Quran says that those who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they don't limit that. They don't limit themselves to that. They go beyond that. وَتَابُوا, and they make tawbah, and they make istighfar, لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا, and they ask Allah to forgive those who make tawbah on this earth. Your tawbah on this earth is spoken about by the angels who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they make dua for you and I if you make tawbah. This is not restricted to Ramadan, this is beyond Ramadan also. So the message today is a very clear one. Now that Ramadan is over, let's not become lazy. Let's go beyond that. And let's continue with the good that we may have done and increase upon that. May Allah accept you from all.